Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. In this week's headlines, a Michigan man pleaded guilty to murder in a Grindr hookup gone terribly wrong. An Emmy-nominated TV weatherman was fired after someone sent his boss leaked naked webcam photos. Bridgerton star Jonathan Bailey joins the cast of the upcoming Wicked movies. The reboot of Queer as Folk has been canceled after just one season. And Angelica Ross of Pose fame made history with her Broadway debut. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. Eric Adam, an Emmy-nominated TV weatherman in New York City, says he was dismissed from his position at Spectrum News New York One after someone sent his boss leaked naked webcam photos. The TV veteran of 15 years is now suing Unit 4 Media Limited, the company behind a video sex site where Adam admits he participated in a chat. Adam wants a judge to force the company to identify the anonymous user that secretly screen-captured naked images of the weatherman without his knowledge. That person then forwarded the images to New York One and Adam's mother. Adam maintains the incident is the result of revenge porn, a term used to describe the non-consensual sharing of sexual images. The petition filed in New York reads, "As a direct result of the anonymous user's acts, Adam's employment was terminated by his employer." Adam's lawyers note a New York state law, often referred to as revenge porn legislation, that allows legal action against those who disseminate naked images without the consent of the person in the photos. The attorneys representing Adam also point up that the website's public policies prohibit users from sharing content that depicts people without their written consent. This past week, Adam shared the news of his dismissal in a lengthy post on Instagram, writing, "I am taking this opportunity to share my truth rather than let others control the narrative of my life." He went on to admit that he acted out of his own compulsive behaviors while at home, underscoring the incident was 100% consensual. After noting that, as a public figure, he has certain responsibilities, he added, quote, "But let me be clear about something. I don't apologize for being openly gay or for being sex positive," end quote, adding that he has no shame about those topics. A year after the Human Rights Campaign fired its previous president, Alfonso David, for his role in advising former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on how to respond to sexual harassment allegations, the LGBTQ advocacy group has announced Kelly Robinson as its new president. Robinson, who identifies as queer, is the executive director of Planned Parenthood Action Fund. She will be the first Black woman to lead the HRC. Robinson said in an interview this week that she hoped to lead a broad, intersectional coalition for change that extends beyond the political sphere to include workplaces, schools, and sports leagues. She added, "I am a community organizer, through and through, and I kind of look at the fight that is in front of me. It has become clear that reproductive rights is the canary in the coal mine issue in so many ways. They are coming for abortion rights. They are coming for marriage rights. They are coming for privacy." Robinson will take the reins at the Human Rights Campaign beginning November 28th. The so-called cannibal killer, Mark Lutonsky of Michigan, has pleaded guilty to the 2019 killing of 25-year-old Kevin Bacon, not the actor, via a Grindr hookup gone terribly wrong. Michigan Live reports that Lutonsky, 52 years old, appeared before Judge Matthew J. Stewart of the 35th Circuit Court this past week and pleaded guilty as charged to open murder and mutilation of a body. With his conviction, Lutonsky faces a possible life sentence. The plea came against the recommendation of Lutonsky's attorney, who had signaled she had planned on using an insanity defense at trial. Open murder is a new term for me, but it means that a degree hearing will be held on October 18th to determine whether Lutonsky is convicted of first or second degree murder or manslaughter. Lutonsky was originally charged with open murder and mutilation of a body in December 2019, days after Bacon's mutilated body was discovered inside the basement of Lutonsky's Bennington Township home. An autopsy showed Bacon had been stabbed, his body hung from his ankles, his throat cut, and parts of him were eaten. Around the time of the killing, Grindr announced new features to protect user safety. In reporting stories of violence that have come about during dating app connections, I've often urged folks to consider some kind of safety precautions. For instance, some years ago, a friend told me he always left the webpage of a dating website he'd used open on his laptop when he'd meet up with someone new. His intention was if he went missing or something untoward happened, people would find the info on his computer. Just saying, folks, be safe. Film director John Chu tweeted the news this week that out actor Jonathan Bailey, a Bridgerton fame, will play romantic lead Fiero in the upcoming Wicked movies. Chu wrote, "He's perfect. They're perfect. They'd be perfect together. Born to be forever. I am too excited to pretend this hasn't been happening. We have a Fiero, Jonathan Bailey." Bailey will play Fiero in the two-part feature adaptation headlined by Ariana Grande as Glinda, the Good Witch, and Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West. The Universal Pictures films are set for release on Christmas in 2024 and 2025. The stage musical, with music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz and a book by Winnie Holtzman, is based on the Gregory Maguire novel Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. Beginning before the arrival of Dorothy Gale in Oz, Wicked tells the story of two unlikely friends, Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, and Galinda, later known as Glinda, the Good Witch, whose relationship struggles through their opposing personalities and viewpoints, same love interest, reactions to the wizard's corporate government, and ultimately, Elphaba's private fall from grace. In my opinion, it's one of the best new musicals to land on Broadway in the past 20 years. The blockbuster musical has been tearing it up on Broadway since 2003. I'm excited to see how Chu and his team bring the musical's magic to the big screen. It looks like this year's Queer as Folk reboot will be a one-and-done affair, as the series has been canceled by Peacock, the streaming platform, after just one season, according to an Instagram post by creator Stephen Dunn. The show was initially announced in the spring of 2021, having received a straight-to-series order from Peacock. Dunn, the director, writer, and producer of the show, shared the news of the cancellation with his Instagram followers, thanking not only the viewers, but the cast and crew for watching and falling in love with the show. Dunn began his announcement on Instagram writing, "It's a rare gift in these times and in this country to be able to make a show as fearless and unapologetic as Queer as Folk. This experience changed our lives forever, and we're so grateful to have found this incredible new family. But today, we received the disappointing news that we're not getting a second season. This was the third iteration of Queer as Folk. The original 1999 UK drama, created by Russell T. Davies, ran for 10 episodes. Showtime then developed the concept for American audiences that ran for 5 seasons from 2000 to 2005. The Peacock reboot premiered on June 9, 2022, to mostly positive reviews. RottenTomatoes.com gives the show an 84% rating. The show followed a group of friends in New Orleans who have to recenter their lives amid the aftermath of a mass shooting at a queer nightclub named Babylon. At this time, no reason for the cancellation has been made public. Following Dunn's announcement, series star Johnny Sibili shared his thoughts on the show's abrupt ending on his Instagram, writing, "I will miss you, Noah," in reference to his series character. He added, "Thank you to the cast and crew of Queer as Folk for showing up to tell stories that celebrated queerness. Thank you to Stephen and Jacqueline for trusting me and showing me I could fly with this character. Thank you to every person who watched, wrote messages, and stopped me in real life to say the show meant something to them. I'll have this family forever, and while it hurts now, I will always be so proud of what we accomplished. Keep supporting queer content, y'all. It's not promised." You can still watch all 8 episodes of the series on the Peacock streaming platform. Angelica Ross, best known for her turn on the groundbreaking TV series Pose as Candy Ferocity and roles on American Horror Story, broke through another glass ceiling last week, making her Broadway debut in Chicago the Musical as the indomitable Roxy Hart. According to producers, this is the first time a transgender actor has led a Broadway musical production. Now, yes, there have been trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming actors on Broadway in recent years, like Peppermint in Head Over Heels and L. Morgan Lee in A Strange Loop, but it's still a rarity to see a trans performer in a leading role. Ross told the Today Show prior to her debut, she's performed in musical theater for a long time. Summing up her confidence, Ross shared, "My spirit feels so ready for this moment, and I'm just over the moon." The 41-year-old says she found some shades of her Pose character Candy Ferocity in her new role, describing both characters as streetwise with the ability to navigate a space. Ross told queer website Into, quote, "It really landed with me how similar the journeys are for women like Roxy to women like myself and Candy Ferocity, who have to navigate a world that has been dictated by men, and knowing that you are a star but struggling to find the spotlight, and being in an environment where all signs point to, this is not your time, this won't happen in your lifetime. That might be true for some people, but as Roxy Hart says in Chicago, no, 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 it ain't." You can catch Angelica Ross in Chicago the Musical at the Ambassador Theater on Broadway through November 6th. Out singer-songwriter Zola Simone recently dropped her latest single, Unsaid, in advance of her upcoming EP, Flower, scheduled for release on September 30th. Zola says Unsaid is about passion and walking the line between lust and love at the beginning of a relationship. It's about becoming so connected to someone that you don't need words to communicate. The 19-year-old singer-songwriter's first full-length album, Now You See Me, was released in August 2021 and has amassed over 1 million streams on Spotify. Her single, Easy, was featured in the season finale of the Netflix original series Atypical and went on to win Song of the Year at the 2021 Boston Music Awards. Nominated in 4 categories, including Pop Artist of the Year and Album of the Year, Simone also took home the prize for New Artist of the Year. Her unique and refreshing sound blends indie, pop, and R&B matched with raw, vulnerable, and honest lyrics. The upcoming EP, Flower, tells the story of the different stages of a relationship through 5 songs. Simone sees the life cycle of a flower as a metaphor for a relationship, explaining, "We buy flowers knowing that someday they may wilt and die, but we care for them and love them anyway. We enter relationships knowing they may end, but we put in the effort and love in spite of the risk of loss. This project is a testament to the human condition, love, loss, and why we do it anyway." Let's take a listen to Zola Simone's Unsaid.
Memorize their flesh.
A reminder, Unsaid is now available on all streaming music platforms, and look for Zola Simone's EP, Flowers, set for release September 30th. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every single day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.